God bless you on this morning. This is Dr. Faye Maureen, your host of the Line of Fire Prayer Broadcast, sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio. We thank you for listening in on today. And we're going to play some scriptures for you, these scriptures featuring midnight. I want you to be encouraged, and then prayers of healing and deliverance, and then we'll be back. But be blessed on this morning. We have a wonderful guest who is going to call in and pray for us on this morning, a wonderful, wonderful guest. But be blessed. I'm going to pray the scriptures and go right into prayer. The scripture reading on today, I will be reading scriptures regarding midnight. Let's begin. Matthew 25 and 6. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Exodus 12 and 29 says, "And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all of the firstborn in the land of Egypt." Ruth 3 and 8. "And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet." Judges 16 and 3. "And Samson lay low till midnight. Then he arose at midnight, took hold of the doors of the gate of the city and two gateposts, pulled them up, all in all, put them on his shoulders and carried them up to the top of the hill that faces Hebron." Acts 27 and 27. "But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they were near some country." And the final scripture, Acts 16 and 25. "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose." The word of the Lord is blessed on today. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents prayers of healing, deliverance, and renunciation. Father, in the name of Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And with your stripes we're healed. Lord, we thank you because you have sent your word and healed us and delivered us from our destructions. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing on this day. Lord Jesus, there is nothing too hard for you. You have forgiven all of our iniquities, and you've healed all of our diseases. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God, you are a deliverer. We bind affliction, sickness, and disease, and we lose complete healing. We thank you for miracles of healing. Divine health belongs to us. Forgive us, Lord, if we have not been good stewards of our temples. From this hour forward, we will watch what we eat, the portions we eat. We declare that we will stay fit and get fit for the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every generational disease and affliction that has beset me or my family. We release healing of generational curses. In the name of Jesus, we renounce all generational diseases and curses. Let the blood of Jesus heal us right now. Lord Jesus, regulate every organ. For those who listen to this who are afflicted with cancer, I command cancer to dry up now. Every tumor be dried up, and every ill effect of cancer be reversed in the name of Jesus. The spread of cancer is rebuked in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus heal every type of cancer. I loose wellness and wholeness for the people of God. In the name of Jesus, I come against doubt and negative thoughts, and we loose God-pleasing faith and a positive outlook. I release wisdom for the people of God. Lord, I praise you today, and we thank you for your healing power. Send your angels of healing to hospices and hospital rooms, surgery labs. Heal this disease at the root. In Jesus' name, I speak to asthma and conditions related to asthma. Be healed from that condition. No more fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Lord, we thank you for your healing. In the name of Jesus, I bind and cast out all spirits of mental disorders. We come against and cast out spirits of rejection, insecurity, inferiority, guilt, unworthiness, and low self-esteem. And we loose healing for every area, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding, and the ability to think clearly, and we release and loose mental stability. Lord Jesus, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, heal those who have suffered wounds of the soul and of the emotions. Heal the broken heart. Mend the wounds. Accelerate healing of these hurts. Replace the hurt with joy and peace. In Jesus' name, I bind and cast out accusation, guilt, bitterness, and condemnation. And we release the love, joy, and oil of gladness. Lord Jesus, we thank you for you have bound up and healed the wounds of your people. We thank you, God, for the release from these mental and emotional prisons that we were in. From this day forward, we're standing fast in this freedom. Now, Lord, you've delivered us, but we still need to renounce some things in our life. So in the name of Jesus, we renounce addictions of every kind, and we decree and declare freedom and total deliverance. Change the taste and the desires of your people that struggle with habits and weights. In the name of Jesus, we renounce and turn away from all soul and organizational ties that had us bound. We renounce the pledges we made to other gods. Lord Jesus, deliver the minds and the wills of your people. God, help your people stand fast in their freedom from this day forward. Lord, we thank you for your total healing and total deliverance. And God, we commit that we will present ourselves as living sacrifices to you, holy and acceptable unto you. God, our members will be instruments of righteousness. God, we thank you for complete healing on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayers of healing, deliverance, and renunciation. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio.
And you are listening to Line of Fire Prayer Broadcast with Dr. Faye Maureen. And right after this short selection by Martha Munizzi singing Holy Spirit Fill This Room, our guest for this morning, Evangelist Shannon Lee Felder from South Carolina, will join us and will offer prayer for us, a dynamic woman of God. Be blessed.
I said, you know, one of the most important things to me is that people get to really worship God. For the next few minutes, I know you've been worshiping, but I want to invite his presence to be here, to stay with us and dwell here. And you can stand, you can sit, you just respond to the presence of God. Because when we begin to worship him, he inhabits our praise. The Bible says he inhabits our praise. He sits on our worship. Can't you just feel him in this place tonight? Lift up your hands and just cry out. Say, Holy Spirit, fill this room. Fill this place with your presence, with your glory. We need you. So fill this room. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory.
Our Line of Fire prayer broadcast on this morning, I'm so honored and privileged to have a dynamic woman of God who's going to call in and just bless our souls with prayer. She is Evangelist Shannon Lee Felden. This is a dynamic woman of God, a great preacher, a great teacher, and she's also a lawyer by profession. She's helping many women around this country and in the South and Southeast, and helping her husband, a pastor, a couple of churches in the South Carolina area. I just feel so honored and privileged to have her call in. So, Evangelist, we are in your hands for you to bless the people of God on this morning.
God bless you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you and we praise you right now, oh God, because we know that you are sovereign. God, you make no mistakes, God. Everything that you do is perfect. You work everything out according to the counsel of your own will. And God, we thank you that you work all things together for the good to those that love you and are called according to your purpose. So, God, we want to tell you thank you. No matter what situation someone may be facing on this morning, oh, God, we trust you, oh, God. God, we know that you cannot fail. You cannot lie, oh, God, and that everything that you do it well. God, we want to honor and we want to praise you on this morning, oh, God. We have chosen to rise this morning, oh, God, and to offer you the fruit of our lips, oh, God, the sacrifice of praise, God. And, God, we know that as we express our gratitude to you, oh, God, that no good thing will you withhold from us, oh, God. And so, God, on this morning, we pray for those, oh, God, who are struggling with physical infirmities, oh, God, and who are struggling in their health, oh, God. We thank you for being the God that heals. We thank you, oh, God, for sending your word and for healing us and for curing all manner of disease and destruction, oh, God. And so, God, whether we are struggling physically, oh, God, emotionally, mentally, oh, God, God, we thank you for binding the wounds and healing us on today, oh, God. God, we thank you, oh, God, because you told us that you set the solitary in families, oh, God. And so on this morning, we pray, oh, God, for those that feel disconnected, oh, God, or unconnected, oh, God. We're asking, oh, God, that you would put them in the path of those people that you have ordained, oh, God, to be blessings and to be kingdom connections, oh, God, for them. God, we thank you because we know that this is our finest hour, oh, God. We know that the enemy has launched attacks against your people, but no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, it is our heritage, and we have the authority to condemn it. And so, God, we speak on today that we will not succumb to a spirit of distraction that would try to make us miss our kingdom purpose, oh, God, or not fulfill your kingdom agenda as has been set forth before us, oh, God. But, God, we thank you, oh, God, because we know that you have given us the ability. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor, oh, God, that we can do whatever it is that you're calling us to do, oh, God. We come against the one that would make us feel overwhelmed, oh, God. We come against undue burden, oh, God, because you told us in your word that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, God. I speak right now that we will not spend today anxious and worried and even having panic attacks, oh, God, but that we would cast all of our cares on you because you care for us, oh, God. God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen your people, oh, God. God, we know it's our finest hour because the enemy wants us to be tired and to faint before we reach the fullness of that which you've called us to, oh, God. But, God, we speak right now that we will not be weary in well-doing. In due season, we will reap if we don't faint, oh, God. We're calling that today is a day of kingdom advancement. It's a day of kingdom impact, oh, God. We thank you because on today you're going to use us, oh, God, to be that light that shines in darkness, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, because we are activated, oh, God, to bring the lost in, oh, God. We thank you for saving our families on today. We thank you for saving unsaved friends on today. We thank you for saving unsaved co-workers on today. And we decree and we declare increase to the body of Christ and increase to our households on today, oh, God. We thank you because every need is met, oh, God. We thank you because we walk in overflow and abundance. We thank you
for your shalom peace. There's nothing missing. There's nothing broken. There's nothing lacking. We are complete in you today, and we give you all the glory and praise for it. In Jesus' name, thank God, amen.
Thank you so much, woman of God, for taking time of your busy schedule to bless the people of God. You be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon.
God bless you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
There's an army rising up, calling all Kojic saints to volunteer for the Missions Army. Bishop Vincent Matthews and the World Missions Department request your assistance. There is an assignment for you. Follow Kojic World Missions on Facebook or go to www.kojic.org website and click on Ministries and look for the Missions icon. Thank you, and we look forward to your support.
We thank God for our evangelist Felder blessing us on this morning. After this short selection, I Need Thee by Ann McCreary, I was privileged to preach in our national, one of our national conventions in the Church of God in Christ. I'm just going to share a snippet of my message, which was entitled, Show the World Who You Are with an Impressive Display of the Power of God. Be blessed.
I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour, I need thee, oh.
The 13th chapter, we'll be reading from verses 2 through 12 in the King James Version. You should have the Bible on your phone, your tablet, or the regular Bible. Let's begin reading at the second verse. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia. And from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had also John to their minister. And when they had gone to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou now cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeing some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord, and the word of the Lord is blessed. You may have your seats in the presence of the Lord. I'm going to use for a thought that middle phrase from the 12th verse, which says, when he saw, I'm going to use for a thought, show the world who you are. Say, neighbor, show the world who you are. Now let me just explain what I mean by show and world. First, the word show. The verb means display or allow to be perceived. The noun means a spectacle or display of something, typically an impressive one. The word show doesn't mean to show off in this sense. And you know what? We have some of the best preachers and teachers, singers and musicians anywhere. We have wonderful buildings and campuses. This is all good because it shows and it demonstrates that as the Church of God in Christ, we have credibility. We have longevity, sustainability, and profitability in this grand old church. But for the short period of time that I have, if you would allow me to use this definition of show that I came up with. Show means an impressive display of the power of God. That's what show means, an impressive display of the power of God. And the world just refers to, that's our common name for all of human civilization. But for this message today, I want you to look at the idea of world or worldview in terms of your immediate environment. Whatever your immediate environment is, it could be your whether it's your workplace or your church or those closest to you, but it's one of those places where God will send you. Then, of course, a larger world where God will send you to is a place called there, and we'll get to that. So show the world an impressive display of the power of God. Now, if you look at the scripture text in Acts 13, the scriptures we read, there were three things that happened. Usually I like to tell stories, but today I'll just deal with some letters just to help you to remember. There were three things that happened. In verse 2, it says they were separated. In verse 3, it says they were sent. And then in verse 12, it shows us how Paul the apostle showed the mighty power of God. So that's the three S's, separated, sent, and show. So now, if we just look at the whole idea of being separated for service, verse 2 says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them. So separation demands consecration. We minister to God because we love Him. We minister to God because we want to please Him. That's what separation requires. And then sent. Verse 3 reminds us, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their ministers. So we see being sent. What happened before they were sent? It says fast and prayer and then agreement. Fast and prayer and then agreement. That's still part of the whole form of fasting and prayer. This is the Church of God in Christ. That's how this church was built, on fasting and prayer and 3-day shut-ins. We can barely get people to fast to noon, but let me go on with the message. So when God sends you, you must be ready for the call. And let me say, don't go where He doesn't send you, and don't go where He has not signed your permission slip. So let me just get to show. Let me get to where I really want to go. This whole idea of showing an impressive display of the power of God, it really has to do with when you get there, when you get to that place where God sends you, when you get there. There are certain prerequisites. Now, I work in higher education, and when students come to register, they have to complete certain prerequisites before they can go on to another level. So there were just two I really want to kind of mention in a short time. The first prerequisite before you get there, it should have been a stirring up and exercising of the gifts of God. A stirring up and exercising of the gifts of God. And then the second thing you really need to have before you get there is the ability to discern. And what I mean by that, I know it's one of the 9 spiritual gifts, and it's the distinction between good and evil, but I really want to kind of expand on that today and say discern really for this message means the ability to hear, to see, and speak with authority and accurately to the enemy or enemies. Let me repeat that. It means the ability to hear, to see, and to speak with authority and accurately to the enemy or enemies.
We thank you for listening in to the Line of Fire Prayer broadcast on this morning, sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio. And if you are listening in and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you have not accepted Him, if you are not born again, if you are not saved, Yes, you can receive Christ even today. Just acknowledge that you are a sinner. We have all sinned. And then just agree with John 3:16 that God sent his son to die on the cross for our sins. Ask Jesus Christ to forgive you for all of your sins. And then just say, Lord Jesus, I accept you in my life as my personal Savior. It's a very, very simple thing that you have to do. And I want to encourage you, if you're listening in, if you have not made that decision to make a personal commitment to Christ, I encourage you to do so today. But we thank you for listening in. Again, we thank our evangelist, Shannon Lee Felder, for calling in and blessing the people of God. We want you to have a blessed day and a miraculous day. God is real. Jesus loves you, and he is coming again soon for his church without spot or wrinkle. Continue to be blessed, and we look forward to your support, and we look forward to joining us on any one of our next broadcasts, whether it be Top of the Morning radio show or this broadcast, Line of Fire prayer broadcast. So we thank you for listening in today, and this is Dr. Faye Maureen signing off as Pastor Andre Krauts, the late, great Pastor Andre Krauts, ends the show singing Take Me Back. Be blessed and have a wonderful day.